From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Laos, site of the 28th meeting of the Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi will take part Wednesday in the 14th ASEAN-India Summit and participate in Thursday's East Asia meeting in Vientiane. In a speech Tuesday, President Obama reaffirmed the long-term interests of continued U.S. engagement in the region.
America's interest in the Asia-Pacific is not new. It's not a passing fad. It reflects fundamental national interests. And in the United States, across the political spectrum, there's widespread recognition that the Asia-Pacific will become even more important in the century ahead, both to America and to the world.
Addressing hundreds in the Lao National Cultural Hall, Mr. Obama explained how deeply the U.S. has become involved in the region during his two terms in office.
We strengthened our alliances with our new defense guidelines. Japan and the United States will do even more together to uphold regional security. We've expanded our collaboration with the Republic of Korea, including on missile defense to counter North Korean threats. With our U.S. Marines now rotating through Australia, we can respond even faster to regional challenges. And with our new access agreement with the Philippines, our militaries are closer than they've been in decades.
And he said the U.S. expects to deepen ties in economic relations, participate in environmental and terrorism issues, and re-engage with former enemies like Vietnam. European Union observers in Gabon say there was an obvious anomaly in election results that showed President Ali Bongo defeating challenger Jean Ping narrowly in the August 27 ballot. The EU mission questioned the tally in a Bongo stronghold where he won 95% of the vote from a 99% turnout when less than 50% of voters cast ballots nationwide. Official results show Mr. Bongo winning by that razor-thin margin of about 5,000 votes. The opposition has charged fraud. This is VOA News. In Syria, rescue workers and a rights group said Tuesday government helicopters dropped barrel bombs suspected of containing chlorine gas on a rebel-held neighborhood of Aleppo. First responders, known as civil defense, said dozens suffocated from fumes, but they report no fatalities. There was no immediate government reaction. Meanwhile, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner in Washington Tuesday said progress is being made in ongoing U.S.-Russian talks to halt the fighting.
We continue to feel like we're making progress and believe we're making progress on some of the remaining issues, but we're not going to settle. Given the importance of this arrangement that we're seeking and the impact of this arrangement that we're seeking, we believe it's absolutely essential that we get a clear understanding of the way forward.
The U.S. and Russia, who support opposing sides in the conflict, hope to hold a new round of talks in coming days. Meanwhile, Turkey said two of its soldiers were killed, five wounded in clashes with Islamic State militants along the northern Syria-Turkish border. In Afghanistan, the death toll reached 35, with more than 100 wounded in hours of explosions and gunfire in Kabul. Twin suicide bombings rocked the area near the defense ministry, claimed by the Taliban. A few hours later, a car bomb and gunfire near the office of the A Group Care International claimed the lives of three suspected Taliban militants. The UN Security Council Tuesday condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launches, threatening to take further significant measures. The council chairman, New Zealand Ambassador Gerard Van Boneman, read statements saying the launches violate previous resolutions.
The members of the Security Council deplore all the Democratic Republic of Korea's ballistic missile activities, including these launches, noting that such activities contribute to the Democratic People's Republic of Korea's development of nuclear weapons delivery systems, and they increase tension.
The North fired off three ballistic missiles, coinciding with the end of the Group of 20 economic summit in China. Myanmar's new civilian leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, is to visit the U.S. next week for the first time since her National League for Democracy won November elections. Carnegie Endowment for Peace Southeast Asia analyst Vikram Nehru said the top priority will be the status of U.S. sanctions that largely target the country's former military rulers.
I suspect that she will not ask for them to be lifted, but that she will ask for them to be eased, because she is interested in getting more U.S. investment into the country. She has to demonstrate that her policies and her government are yielding economic dividends for the people.
Some rights groups like Human Rights Watch oppose easing sanctions against Myanmar until there's evidence democratic transition is irreversible. Consolidation in the energy industry powered U.S. stocks higher Tuesday, with a tech-oriented NASDAQ Composite Index closing at an all-time high of 5,275 points. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.